Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 362 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have another question today from Aaron. Thank you, everybody, who has submitted questions over at AskPat.com. All right, here's today's question from Aaron.
Pat, thanks so much for having me on the show. My name is Aaron Billings. My website is freecustommusic.com. Pat, I'm really grateful for what you shared recently in your emails about standing out from the crowd, doing things that are a little crazy, things that don't make sense so much to us personally, but that get people's attention, like having crazy hair or wearing a red and white shirt. Doing things just get people's attention so that we can offer value, so that we can make a connection with them. But Pat, what about the more older style, typical way of addressing people, the more professional vibe, people wearing a business suit and wearing more of a nice, comely styled hairstyle? What happened to that? Is that still something that has a place? Thanks so much, Pat. Bye.
Hey, Aaron, what's up? Thank you so much for the question. I love this question because it's really important to stand out, and I'll get more about the hairstyles and those types of things in a second, but let's talk about standing out really quick. It's important to think about how you can differentiate yourself beyond everybody else out there that's doing exactly what you are doing or attempting to provide value to the same audience that you're targeting as well. It's important to understand what your unique selling proposition is, your USP for short, and that's really important because that's how you are able to provide value in a different way than other people are. Understanding what your, as they say, your unfair advantage is and making sure you milk that, knowing that that's what helps you stand out, that when people talk about you with other people, that's what they're going to say. As I think it was Chris Ducker or some other people, it's a great way to describe what a brand is. And a brand is what everybody else says about you or your company when you're not there. And so you want them to, I mean, they're going to tell you their friends what's different. That's how we talk about things with our friends. Oh, you know that one guy, he does this. Or that one website, it allows you to do this. Or I like it because of this. And those are typically things that are different from all the other services or tools or people or brands out there that are doing essentially the same thing. So that USP, how you provide value differently than others, is very important. But there are other things that you can do to help yourself stand out as well. I mentioned this in an email that is in an autoresponder that I send out. This is the email that you were mentioning, and it's called Here's How to Get Noticed in Any Niche. If you are a part of my email list already, you can go back into time and find that. Just type in Here's How to Get Noticed in Any Niche in your search folder or search field in your email service provider. Or you can sign up to my email list. You can actually go to ebooksthesmartway.com and sign up. You'll get my free ebook as well along with that. Or you can just go to the homepage and sign up from there on the bottom. But this email, one section of it, I talk about rule number two, which is to be different. And the point is, you want to stand out. And the best way to do that is to be different. That's why we can find Waldo with his candy cane striped shirt and red cap amongst a sea of people on a page. You know, just like my son and my daughter, they're looking at Waldo books, and it's very easy to find them because that's what's unique to him. And it's not just the value, it's kind of the appearance. And that's kind of where your question is coming from. Now, the old school prim and proper suit and tie type of person, you know, that could stand out if everybody else was not that. The idea isn't to pick a style and see if that works. The idea is to see what everybody else is doing and do something different. The idea is to, if you were to get everybody in the same niche together, including you, how can people find you? How can you be a Waldo? What can you do to be a Waldo? Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't be yourself, but you can do things that enhance your personality, that show more about you based on appearance. Not just appearance in terms of what you wear or what you look like. That honestly doesn't matter too much. What matters is how you are seen, or that also involves your website, for example, as well, or the pictures, or the personality that comes through in your blog content, or in your voice in your podcast. Those are all types of things that help you stand out and be different. And the biggest thing is just to remember to be you. You're going to see other people out there that are doing things in a very successful way, and it's very, very easy to want to do what they do also, because it's proven that they are doing things that work. And the only thing is, when you do something that somebody else is already doing, you will never be the first. You'll never be the best at it. You're always going to be second, at least, or you're always going to be somebody who is behind somebody else who had done it already. So it might take some deep thinking in terms of discovering what it is about you that makes you different. And again, your value has to be different, obviously, but what it is about you that people can connect with is going to be really important for you to discover. It might actually take you some conversations with people in your audience or people around you to have them actually tell you what it is about you that they like. I've actually had a few friends of mine ask me that very question on Skype, and it almost seems like a weird question to get asked or even ask others. Hey, what is it about me that you like? But if you tell them, well, I'm trying to figure out what it is that I have to offer, how I can stand out, I would love for you to answer this question for me. What is it about me that you enjoy, that you like? And I've actually asked this to people who I've met at conferences before. And a lot of times people say, well, it's because I put my personality into my blog, into my content, into my podcast. I talk about my family and what I do. And it's not just about business. And I also talk about my failures, something that a lot of people in the space I'm in don't do very much. And I'm not afraid to share my failures. So what do I do now? I talk about my failures all the time. I just wrote a guest post on Fizzle.co, which was all about my failures in the software space before moving on to a successful software, which was a smart podcast player at smartpodcastplayer.com. But again, that's what my site's all about. It's not just sharing the wins, but the failures, so that they're all a lesson for everybody following along. And that's, honestly, that took me so long to figure out that those were my unique abilities. And it did come through conversations with others as well, but also others that I trusted, and colleagues and friends who are in this industry as well, who also had their own unique way of positioning themselves in the market that we're serving. And getting in a room with them and talking about, okay, well, what is it that you think makes me stand out? And those conversations were really hard to have and really tough to figure out. But, you know, with the help of others, I was able to figure out and then kind of go full force with it. Again, the important thing is you want to be yourself. There's a great site out there in the financial space called Budgets Are Sexy. That's by a guy named Jay Money. I met him in person. He's great. He's awesome. But he's also kind of cool and crazy, and he sports this mohawk. And you can find him on his site at budgetsaresexy.com on his about page. And you can see just his mohawk right there. And that fits his personality perfectly. It's not like he's pretending to be somebody different just to stand out. He's amplifying what makes him unique through sharing those things and milking what it is about himself that people see. And so putting his personality into his site that way has been really helpful, and I recommend you do the same as well. So it's not about the suit and ties and the pro-looking type stuff. It's about, if that can help you stand out, then that's what you should be doing. Again, if it reflects who you are. So that's the most important thing. So Aaron, I hope that answers your question. Thank you so much for the question today. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. Thank you so much. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Thanks again for listening in. I appreciate it. And as always, I like to end with a quote. And today's quote is from Bernard Meltzer. He said, "Blessed are those who can give without remembering and take without forgetting." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.